Alright, we're going to bring this to a faster speed now, so that you get to the exercises without... Because most of the theory is pretty much over. Most of the theory. Now all we have left is practice, practice, practice.
Only thing is, after you hear each and every step, stop the CD and do the exercise.
Okay. So, day three. You want to, let's have you continue with what the exercises are.
Day three. You do the exact same thing. Wearing a watch, you will go ahead and ask, what time is it? Now here's the difference, and it's the difference that'll make a difference. You're gonna ask couples. In fact, you're not gonna ask couples. You're gonna ask the women in each couple what time it is. Inevitably, the guy will respond and tell you the time.
This is so fucking true.
That's just the way guys are. Do not worry about it. It's normal.
And be friendly. Be friendly with these guys. Just say, hey, thanks a lot.
However, now this is why this exercise is a bit tricky. If you go ahead and ask the guy for the time, you're just fooling yourself. You're not doing the exercise. It's crap. Start all over again.
Half an hour at least. And if you're doing these exercises correctly, you spent a half an hour asking 30 women 2 days ago. You spent half an hour asking 30 women yesterday. And you're going to spend a half an hour today asking 30 women. And only 30 women that have 30 boyfriends, or 45 boyfriends, it doesn't really matter, but they need to be with a guy, and it's got to be clear and obvious to you that they're in a relationship with one of them, if not two, or three.
I'll modify that slightly. I'm going to cut you some slack, because you can have a similar effect by asking women who are obviously with their dads.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, oh my god.
It has a similar effect. Either way, I want you to ask only women who are with men at the time you ask them. And only ask the women. You say, excuse me? To the woman, you ask the question, what time is it, please? To the woman, and you wait for her reply. And then inevitably hear his reply. Then you thank them both, and that's the end of the exercise.
Now, believe me when I say that we will explain to you exactly why these exercises are in the order that they are, and what we're doing, and what we're focusing on when we're doing them. But suffice it to say that at a certain point, you're going to get bored with this exercise. And make a mental note or write it down in your journal when specifically you got bored with these exercises, and then congratulate yourself, because we'll talk about that later.
Now, if you get bored before you're done with your half an hour,
keep going.
Hour and a half, 2 hours, just keep going. Do not stop because you got bored. Keep going. At the end of the third day, you will have approached 90 women. Think about that for a moment. How many other times in your life have you approached 90 women?
In 3 days.
In 3 days. Some of you may have never approached 90 women in your lifetime. Remember, women who approach you do not count. This is 90 complete strangers.
This is part of what I was talking about when I was saying that some people don't notice that they've changed. And just because it's not exactly the change you were looking for, guess what? It's like giant leaps towards. Let's say that your change is, oh, I don't know, let's take a random number, like 21 steps away. Well, you've taken three giant, giant steps out of 21 to get there.
That's right. So that's day three. Make sure you complete day three before anything else.
And congratulate yourselves, because if you've gotten to day three, 90 women, you're 10 away. You know what? Maybe even want to go the effort and do 10 more today. Get to 100 women, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.